But most of all, it's a picture of American gold, perhaps the only gold which truly mattered. The gold of the endless prairies, standing beneath an infinitely blue harvest sky. Tragedy, colored by an impassioned religious faith in a boundless American future planted in boundless American space. Lincoln himself never lost that faith. Even before the war was over, he'd pushed through a law to protect and bequeath one particular landscape, one American Eden, to the people for all posterity. While America's wounds would stay livid and open for generations to come, this would be at least one place of miraculous healing. Yosemite, in the Sierra Nevada. Very rapidly, Yosemite became America's most sensational tourist destination, its lonely beauty instantly compromised by its popularity. And the images which promoted it made sure to represent it, as they did much of America, as empty of native people. The Miwok Indians were either moved on or painted out. And when Yosemite eventually found its ultimate visual poet, he too cleared the view of humans. In 1916, a teenager from San Francisco visited Yosemite for the first time. Ansel Adams was always going down with something. The flu, measles, a nasty cough. The sort of thing budding pianists bent over the keyboard were supposed to get. And Adams was one of those. But while he was wheezing and hacking, he'd read a book about Yosemite, and when a get-well trip was suggested, he'd go nowhere else.